It's Monday, the 17th of June, 2013.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning into The Sounds of My Head. The Sounds of My Head is a podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to start off this here episode of The Sounds of My Head. That's a band from right here in Brooklyn, New York, called Dear Georgina. That was the song I Wanna Be In Love, and it comes from her self-titled debut album, which just came out recently, and of which I Wanna Be In Love is not necessarily a representative sampling. Full disclosure here, it's a great record. I fully encourage you to pick it up. It's totally solid. It's a good release. It's just that it's not like the songs all sound like that one. Like, a lot of it sort of sounds like indie folk or just like straight up like a country song or something, and then some of them are like pop songs, and then you got that I Wanna Be In Love song, which I don't even know what kind of... It's so cool. It's kind of all over the place. Some albums have like a vision. This one doesn't have like a cohesive sound or something, but that said, it's all pretty good. I just learned of Dear Georgina recently because I went to see Sunny and the Sunsets, and she was the opener for Sunny and the Sunsets. And man, Sunny and the Sunsets, what a great album they've got. They've just got this new record that's come out recently called Antenna to the Afterworld, and boy, is it solid. I was so excited to get to see them live. Sonny Smith, the guy in Sunny and the Sunsets, he's got solo work, and they've got several albums before this new Antenna to the Afterworld, and there's even good songs on them and everything, but this new Antenna to the Afterworld record, it's like super good. We're going to hear a couple of songs from it right now. First, we're going to hear Void, and then we're going to hear Green Blood. Void's great. At the end, there's a part where the girl in the band imitates the sound of the song. She's like, I like the part where it does the ba-ba-ba thing, and it's great. It's such a charming moment in the song. And then Green Blood is this awesome song about an alien, and the thing is with it, it harkens a little to Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zero's Home, that song. It's got a little call and response thing going between the two vocalists, and it's pretty great. It's a really good song, actually. And so these two songs are representative of the record, so if you like these two songs at all, definitely pick up the album. It's so super good. Sunny and the Sunsets with Void and Green Blood right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Some cyborg type.
Hey, Mr. T-Man and Dick Frenner.
so different, such different types, and we had to break it off, and I'm still messed up.
Did she go back to her husband?
I don't know what happened to her. I don't even know. But I miss her. You know? I really miss her. I really do.
Down with history. it's hard for conservatives like me and McCartney to live in Michael Bloomberg's New York City Nannyopolis. He has instituted smoking bans, soda bans, and now, this guy has launched Citibike, the nation's largest bike-sharing program.
Starting today, New Yorkers can rent bikes for $9.95 per day, $25 a week, or get a yearly pass for just $95, and that gives you unlimited access to some 6,000 bicycles in Brooklyn and Manhattan.
I am standing with Wall Street Journal editorial board member Dorothy Rabinowitz, who is speaking out against this spoked menace.
We now look at a city whose best neighborhoods are absolutely, you know, begrimed is the word, by these blazing blue Citibank bikes, all of the finest, most picturesque parts of the city. It is shocking.
Begrimed. Befouled. Bedirtied. Now, when you're ambulating about the historic West Village, a gaudy blue rack of bikes will take away from the simple beauty of the Cherry Box Discount Dildo Shop. And these bikes are not the only newfangled eyesore besmirching our fair city. Why must we have all these garish terminals for the subterranean way, or subway as it is called by the slack-jawed chuds? I don't mind the laboring masses trundling about underground, but must we provide them means of egress? Like a houseplant or a moth, they'll seek out the light and emerge to the public promenade to spread their workmen's diseases among their social betters. I ask you, who will pay for the ether to treat my fishmonger's ague? I'll tell you when this city became unfit for civilized life. It was the advent of the interior vertical becabled car, forcing those of us with delicate constitutions to share a rattling funicular with a chatty vulgarian dressed in the uniform of an organ grinder's monkey. I prefer the simpler ways of yore being conveyed to my apartment by four stout eunuchs. I say, on your bicycles, we shall return.
This weather feels just like home.
right, so before the last two songs, we heard Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros from Los Angeles, aforementioned when I was talking about Sunny and the Sunsets, and I thought, well, you know, if I'm putting on this song that kind of vaguely reminds me of Edward Sharp, I might as well put on this new song by Edward Sharp. It's called Better Days. It's probably from a forthcoming album, but he's released it as a single right now, which you can just get from, you know, iTunes or wherever music is sold. It's pretty good stuff. I like that song. I would encourage you to check it out, and of course, we'll be on the lookout for any other new albumy type things from Edward Sharp. But the two songs I just played were a band from right here in Brooklyn. They're called North Highlands, and boy do I like this record. I mean, those two songs I played were Steady Steady and Salty, and they're both from their debut album called Wild One. And man, I'm so into this record. It's like I had a hard time picking songs because I gave all of them such high ratings. It's really good. It's so much like Edie Brickell. It's like Edie Brickell crossed with the Sundays and then modernized, so there's no tinge of kind of datedness to it. It sounds contemporary, but it's like, it's so good. And I guess Theo sort of similar in that regard of sounding like Edie Brickell to me, but this band is even better than Theo, I think. So I'm really, really digging this North Highlands band, and I really like those two songs, Steady Steady and Salty, and I like a lot of other stuff on the record. So if you like them, definitely pick up the whole thing. It's a super, super solid release. Okay, up next, The Ballet. That's right, from right here in Brooklyn. The Ballet is so good, they've got a new record called I Blame Society. You might remember earlier in the year, I played a cut from it when they first, you know, started talking about having a new album due out soon. I played Is Anybody Out There, but I played it just from, they put a video online, and I just took the audio from the video and just put it on the show because I liked it a whole lot. I'm going to put that same song on again, but this time from the record because the recording quality is a little better. Sounds good, but before I play Is Anybody Out There again, I'm going to play Turn You, which is another song from the same album, I Blame Society. It's a pretty good album as a whole. I'd say it's their weakest of their three records, but even a weak The Ballet album is still a great album because they're that super great. And when I saw them recently, they're just such charming people. You just can tell you'd love to spend an evening with them. You know, they're just like funny, engaging, and just the gayest people in the world, but like in a totally great way. And in fact, Turn You is about turning you gay. The whole thing is about how he like loves a straight guy and he's gonna turn him gay. I don't know, he doesn't actually say that in the song, but he talked about that on stage, that's the point of it, because you know their whole thing is about being gay. I'm just rambling on, aren't I? Here we go, The Ballet, Turn You, and Is Anybody Out There, both fantastic songs from this new I Blame Society record. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
I'm gonna turn you. isn't right in this suburban town. I've been up all night just wandering around. Is anyone, is anybody out there? Is anyone, is anybody out there? This suburban hell. The high school is on fire, and the churches are as well. Is anyone, is anybody out there? Is anyone, is anybody out there? We'll be right back.
when Bob Dole, a guy so Republican his adult diaper has a flag pin, when he says his party has become a bunch of idea-free ideologues who obstruct too much, people should listen. But they should also question his other statement that Ronald Reagan himself couldn't have made it today as a Republican. This has become a kind of conventional wisdom that the Republican Party has gone so far right, Reagan himself wouldn't fit in. But I'm here tonight to call bullshit on that. Ronald Reagan was an anti-government, union-busting, race-baiting, anti-abortion, anti-gay, anti-intellectual who cut rich people's taxes in half, had an incurable case with the military-industrial complex, and said Medicare was socialism that would destroy our freedom. Sounds to me like he would fit in just fine. Even though Reagan did a few things today's GOP would not like, he wrote the playbook for them on every issue of consequence. Sure, he raised taxes a few times, but when you look at where he started with taxes and where he ended, this is where our income inequality problems began. He invented voodoo economics. On race, his ideas couldn't have been more Tea Party if he shouted them from a rascal scooter. He ran on states' rights. He invented the notion that black people get all the breaks. Constantly telling the story of the Chicago woman, wink, wink, who has 80 names, 30 addresses, 12 Social Security cards, and her tax-free cash income is over $150,000. Actually, that woman never existed. Reagan just made shit up, something else he pioneered for his party of today. Worst of all, Reagan inspired a whole generation of people who hate government to get into government. Both sides really should stop pretending he was something other than the man most responsible for our decline.
Thank you. It is the way in which we propagate our species. Please demonstrate how this is accomplished.
1, 2, 3, 4. You better learn how much I love you.
Let's see if we can get lucky.
You are the most beautiful woman in the galaxy. I dream of a galaxy where your eyes are the stars. Of what we might become.
All right, been a little while since I said anything. Let's catch up. After the ballet, I played Washed Out from Athens, Georgia. They've got a new album coming out soon called Paracosm, and they've got a track from it that they've pre-released called It All Feels Right. And so you can get that as a single, and that's what we played on the show. It's very good, and it has that great synth sound, kind of seems like appropriate thing to go after the ballet. After Washed Out was Wampire from Portland, Oregon. They've got an album called Curiosity. It's their debut, and it's pretty solid stuff. It kind of reminds me of, you know, I don't know, Guards or Django Django or some sort of contemporary indie rock slash pop kind of thing. It's pretty solid. I like it a lot. We heard two songs. We heard Orchards and Spirit Forest. Both are very good, and the album as a whole, very good. If you like those two songs, very representative. Pick up Curiosity if you liked it at all. And then the thing I just played before I started babbling on was DJ BC from Boston, one of my favorites. You may recall I played DJ BC on the show many a time. He did these great mashups of the Beatles and the Beastie Boys called The Beastles, did two albums of that stuff, and he put it online, and I played stuff from on the show before, but eventually copyright stuff and laws and, you know, whatever, he had to take it all down. But after Adam of the Beastie Boys passed away recently, he was like, you know what, screw it, I'm gonna do it again. So he made a third Beastles record. It's called Ill Submarine, and it's super duper good. It's 20 more tracks, and he's reissued. You can download all of, it's like 40 songs of great Beastles songs, all mashups of the Beastie Boys and the Beatles. Fantastic, all of it, super good. And the song we heard was Do You Wanna Know an Intergalactic Secret? One of my favorites off the new album, probably because I am such a big fan of Do You Wanna Know a Secret and also Intergalactic by Beastie Boys. So anyway, great stuff. If you like mashups, if you like the Beatles, if you like Beastie Boys, you cannot go wrong. It's very solid. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, Computer Magic, a favorite of mine. Anytime she rolls out anything new, I pop it on the show. And lucky for me, she rolls out new stuff all the time because she's just like, I've been working on some stuff. How about if I put it on the internet? You can download it for free. So I do, and I put it on the show because it's really good, and you should download it as well. This is the song. It's called Time to Decide. It'll probably be off of a forthcoming album that she's working on, but it is not done yet, so you can just download the song from her site. Very good. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about, thesoundsofmyhead.com. And here we go, Computer Magic with Time to Decide. Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Death Scene by Sunny and the Sunsets and Evil and Devils, both by Cody Nielsen. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about and everything you hear on the show at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Find me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, keep in touch any way you can. We'll see you next time on the next episode of The Sounds in My Head.